Ghosts is now playing on the main stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival through August 18th. The final show on the main stage of the Williamstown Theater Festival season, a new translation by Henrik Ibsen, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Bernard White to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a great thrill to have you on the program.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, give us a sense of how you came to this particular part. You play Pastor Manders, of how you came to this production.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the full story.
Excellent.
My wife, Jackie, saw that the play was being done at Williamstown, and I've worked at Williamstown 3 times before, and I've also worked with Carrie Perloff, and she said, Bernie, you're so right for this play. You should call Carrie and Mandy and tell them that you're interested. And she had read the play. I hadn't. And so I lied and I wrote Carrie and Mandy and I said, hey, I love this play so much and I would love to be considered for it. They wrote back immediately both and said, they think this is a great idea. Stay tuned. And about 3 weeks to a month later, I get a call saying, would you like to do this? And then I immediately read the play, fell in love with it. I mean, I had read other Ibsen, but I hadn't read Ghost. And it's like almost one of those things you thought you had read it, but I hadn't. And then I read it and fell in love with it immediately. And it's been my life for like the last 4 months. The preparation was just so deep and joyful. And it's just such a gift. So that's how I got here.
Well, what does a new translation do for an Ibsen work in this particular case, certainly?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I think it honors it. It's Paul is such a scholar, but beyond being a scholar, he has soul and he ascribes to that wonderful rehearsal room technique of let the best idea in the room win. It's very, to me, it's not modernizing it. It's not dumbing it down. He rounds out some of the clunky things, but it's just, I believe it's very, the other translations I've read, it's very true to the other ones, but it's just crisp and it's smart, and some of the cuts are brilliant. And so the new translation means, you know, the fact is every translation is a new translation, and every time, you know, we perform the play, it's going to be a new translation depending on who's in the audience and how we're feeling that day. So it's all a new translation.
Tell us a little bit about this amazing cast and ultimately the how it all comes together.
Oh, the amazing cast. You know, Uma Thurman is you know, I mean, she's gotten her due in film, and she's been lauded, but not enough. She's an amazing actress, and I get to see this every night, you know, close hand, just how present she is, how deep her work is, how hard she works, how smart she is. And a magical group has been assembled with Tom Sesma, Tom Pachinko, and Catherine Combs, and I. It's a magical synchronicity of very soulful people coming together to do this play at this time. I could talk about it for 3 hours of how I really, really could. Like our lives, our stories, our struggles, our wounds, our tragedies, our victories have all led us to be together right now. And it feels like that to me. And, you know, whether that translates, we'll see. But that's what it's felt like in the rehearsal room. And that's what it's feeling like so far with our first couple audiences and backstage, too. It's a soulful, spiritual, deep group of very smart and seasoned people who've been around the block.
What are you finding as far as the conversations that you had leading up to welcoming in an audience, of the conversations that you've had amongst the cast and the creatives of looking at it and saying, okay, this is the story we're telling?
Well, you know, Carrie Kurloff is a national treasure, and she was, at least from my point of view, she was the mayor of San Francisco for, you know, the last 10 years or more. I forget exactly how long she has been at ACT. But, you know, one of the things that she wanted to make sure is that a lot of the play is in code, and it's written at, and we've stayed true to that. Like, for example, there's a line describing a pregnancy, an unwanted pregnancy, and the word consequences is used. And it's never, you know, some other translator might have just said, and then she got pregnant. Carrie stayed true to this, and Paul, they stayed true to this code that was in effect in 1881, Christiania or Oslo, Norway. And the big conversation is how do we communicate that code and make sure the story's told? Tom Stoppard came to our one of our last rehearsals in the room, and the great, you know, British playwright, and he gave us this great bit of information where he said, you know, this code is our gift. It's like it. And I'm not gonna, you know, ask Carrie about this, but it was so articulate how he said it, how he said that this is our friend, that we get to have this restraint to not have to vomit either journalistically or pornographically, you know, how a lot of information is vomited. This, and on the internet, we get to stay within the confines of this code, which, you know, is also captured by the clothes we wear that, you know, are tight fitting, and in the women's case, corsets. And so, you know, it's how do we invite the audience in, and how we do that, I believe we all seem to agree, is with soul and with presence and with being there for each other and inviting, you know, the audience wants to see this kind of privacy made public. And that's, I think, what great theater is.
Do you think also, as part of being great theater, but that everyone who comes in will sort of decode that in a different way?
I think so. That's such a great point. Yeah, that's the truth of it. You know, I heard it, I don't know if it was Thomas Merton or some spiritual leader said it's not who wrote the Bible, it's who reads it. That's what matters. It's, we all bring our own thing to the theater, and that's what's so beautiful about it, and that it isn't some, you know, it's like how we approach dreams. It's not, we don't, you know, get some ironclad interpretation of the dream. We just become curious about the dream and let it speak to us truthfully, individually, uniquely.
Ghosts is on the main stage of the Williamstown Theater Festival through the 18th of August, closing out the festival. And it is a new translation by Paul Walsh, directed by Carrie Kurloff, and starring Uma Thurman and Bernard White, who has been our guest this morning. Bernie, thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you on the program, and I wish you nothing but great success, and can't wait to see the show.
Thank you, and I can't leave without giving a shout-out to Mandy Greenfield, who had the intelligence to and wisdom to bring Ghosts to Williamstown. And, you know, it's not summer fair normally to see right. Ghosts, and she's taking a risk, and it's beautiful.
It's on stage through the 18th of August. Bernie, thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the show is Ghosts. It is on stage, the main stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival through August 18th. You can find out more information by going to WTFestival.org, WTFestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.